The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel.
Year, over 800,000 Americans have died. Despite millions of dollars of research, death continues to be our nation's number one killer.
Yeah, death is your number one killer, folks. Remember, keep throwing money at that. It's going to get better someday. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is Greg Carpenter, Reverse Deception Radio, on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. Radio the way it should be. How is everyone on this fine, sunny, beautiful day? I know you're doing well because I'm doing well. And I know that you don't like to get scammed. And that's why you're listening to us, as a matter of fact, because we tell you the truth. We're all about telling you the truth. But I want you to know that thousands and thousands of people every year get scammed. I know you might not believe it, but it happens. I'm going to cover some of the top scams real quick, and then we're going to get into a really big scam that everybody sees on the news day and night. You're getting lambasted with it left and right. Let's talk about computer scams first, shall we? What's one of the first things that everybody gets stressed out about when they pick up their computer? Or if you have a tower, it's just sitting there and you sit down with it and you have fun with the thing. You don't want to get the dreaded virus, right? The dreaded virus. Okay, number one scam. Your computer is already infected. That's it. Antivirus, anti-spyware, all this. It's good stuff to have. But your computer's already infected, folks. Accept the fact. And what's not, if your computer happens to not actually be infected, chuckle, then you've already given all your information away to governments and businesses. They have everything. Remember that. When you go in, you use your credit card. They check your signature. They check the chip. Remember the chip? That's right. The chip, the newest in security measures is compromised. Don't forget, everything that can be hacked, everything that has an IP address, is hacked or is on the way to being hacked. So the first thing that people get scammed with big time are those tech support pop-ups. Tech support pop-up, boom, comes up on the screen there because you're surfing the web, being a good person there, and you're looking around on MarthaStewart.com because you need new curtains. And you get this pop-up message, and your heart sinks right to the floor. Some, quote, program or whatever has detected a virus on your system. Oh, dear Lord, what will you ever do? Well, you're going to call the number that they provided, aren't you? That's right, because that's what you've been trained to do. Anytime you get a notice, a notification for anything, you're going to call them because you have been taught to be responsive. You are a reactive person. That's the type of person you've been taught to be. Think about it like this. Neighborhood has a neighborhood watch. They're out looking for bad guys. Little criminal activity happens. No neighborhood watch. Criminals come to you. And then you have to do something about it. You're taught to be reactive. How many neighborhoods have a neighborhood watch anymore? Probably none. Ours closed up. Lack of interest. People don't want to be bothered with it. Back to tech support. You might even get those phone calls on your iPhone and your Android from that phone number that you don't really know who that could possibly be, but they keep calling you, right? Those are numbers that are created randomly by a computer that makes it look like it's coming from one place or another place or something like that, but it's not. It's called spoofing. You're being sent a message to have you go and get the services from these guys because you have the dreaded deadly virus on your computer. Click here for 30 days protection. This, that. Please, folks, don't fall for this stuff. If you have a pop-up window that says you have a virus and it doesn't let you get out of it, you're already infected. Because the pop-up window that tells you that you have a virus, big secret, big trade secret coming out here, folks. It is the virus. The pop-up window is the virus. So it's just making sure that, well, you do your due diligence and give them your money now willingly. What to do? What to do? What do I do when something like that happens? Well, first thing you should do is either turn off your Wi-Fi or unplug the network cable from your computer. Computer security 101. Disconnect their connection to you. And then go and clean the virus. All right? Make sure that their connection is broken. Then you can clean the virus off and you're home free. Again, Avast, A-V-A-S-T, it is free. Do not pay for antivirus. Do not pay for something that is only 30% effective. Think about it. 30% effective. The cleaners, SpyBot, CCleaner, all free. Panda antivirus, another good free antivirus. Malwarebytes, one of the top-rated free ones in the world. I would suggest any of those. But please do not pay a penny for antivirus software. It's not worth the investment. Number two, fake counterfeit merchandise scams. you're going to get sold something. It's going to pop up on your computer. You ever notice how as you search for things on the web and then you decide to go to Amazon or something like that, that all of a sudden, everything that you were searching for shows up in your browser and says, hey, I can find homes in Pago Pago for you for cheap if you only click on my link right here. Or I can find, link to the next scam, I can find a baby chihuahua for you. Very cheap, very easy to get to if you only click on my link. Remember, by clicking on a link, you're paying a penny to someone or a fraction of a penny to someone. And sometimes it's not who you think it is. And people are getting rich off of you clicking on links. I don't know how to tell you to avoid clicking on links if you're clicking on stuff that you like, but I would think about it. Just think about it when these things start to show up in your browser. You can get different types of things, different software packages, adware blockers. I think one is actually called adware blocker. You can get it from FileHippo for free, again for free. And it will block a lot of the either pop-up messages and other things that become embedded in your browser trying to get you to click on their link or spend money on their site. Now, one of my favorites is you're going to get a grant or you're going to get some kind of money from the Nigerian businessman who's got $30 million. Folks, it's still out there. It's still circulating around. People are still falling for this. That's why it's still around. Don't be that person. Don't think you're going to outsmart them. Just delete it. Put it in the junk mail, something like that. Please. And I would also caution you, when the IRS sends you an email and says, if you don't call them back within 20 minutes, you're going to go to jail. Okay, the real answer there is you're not going to go to jail because it's not the IRS. The IRS doesn't send emails. The IRS sends guys in black suits with guns. That's their latest gig now. They probably have a great sense of humor, too. Not that I think that they were issued one, but they probably have a great sense of humor, I hope. You're going to get, and you're going to see in your inbox, emails from places that are going to say, like, your credit card is in collection, this and that, because they have some information about your credit card. They know if you have a MasterCard or a Visa, and even if they don't, what is it, a 50-50 guess? Probably 75%. Of the folks out there have a MasterCard and a Visa. You're going to get this junk. Make sure it goes into the junk. And it's more important to put it in the junk than it is to just delete it. Because the junk filter has what's called artificial intelligence. It helps it understand better where the junk is coming from and how to block the junk. Right? Timeshare rentals. If you're going to try to get a timeshare, you're going to get a timeshare resale, something like that. That stuff, almost 100% of the time, I would definitely say do not get involved with it. Okay, those things. Not that the timeshare market is a bad market, but people have found that it's extremely lucrative to lead people and make them believe that they're getting something for a really good price. And timeshares works very well because people like to travel. They like to get out. They like to do stuff like that. Anytime you see something that says, hey, work from home, earn $10 million. If it's too good to be true, okay, everybody raise your hands. It's too good to be true. Please don't fall for it. I work from home. I work from an office. I work during the day. I work during the night. I work during the week. I work on weekends. I work. I do not sit idle. Sometimes I am too workful, and I get reminded that I'm working too much. But understand, there's a balance. Working is good, and enjoying some time off is also good. But don't fall for something that says you're going to work 2 hours a week and make $8,000. It's not going to happen. If it did happen, the economy would be upside down, and millions of people would be so rich that the value of a dollar would be devalued so much that it wouldn't be worth anything. Now, if you like what you're hearing on the Crusade Channel today, why not support our crusade and become a Founders Pass member? Gain instant streaming and download access to every episode of this show and all the others on the Crusade Channel, including The Suzanne Option and My Story of America. You can subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents per day. You can also choose between a monthly or yearly membership. And during during August, for every new Founders Pass member we have, you're going to get, we're going to ship you an autographed copy of Washington Irving's Life of Washington, Volume 1 in hardback, edited by Mike Church. So please join our crusade today and become a Founding Pass member by going to veritasradionetwork.com/join or call 866-483-3833. The Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. And Greg should bring the updated form up to read that, too. This is August now, folks. Continuing on with scams, though. Of course, you know about identity theft. And anytime, just remember, folks, anytime you get emails that tell you that you're going to get a great deal, you're going to get a great bargain, something like that, you're not going to get a great deal. You're not going to get a great bargain. You are going to get scammed. And remember, something Mark talked about on his show the other day, he said, this would be a great thing for Greg to cover. What happens when you click unsubscribe? Well, folks, here's the dirty little secret about, quote, unsubscribe. When you click unsubscribe, you immediately become subscribed to an unsubscription list, and that list gets promulgated throughout the community, and you get added to many more email chains. So don't think you have a way out. Once you've subscribed, if it is not a completely legitimate type of a website or something like that, odds are you're going to get resubscribed to something else if you attempt to unsubscribe. Now, if you're unsubscribing from something like Sports Illustrated or Nature Magazine, things that have at least a reputation behind them for doing business in a proper manner, you're going to get unsubscribed. But everything else, you're going to just get resubscribed to something else, and it's going to get exponentially increased, and you're going to get tons and tons more junk that you never thought you ever wanted, but you're going to end up with because that's the way they do business. Let's talk about more scams. Scam number one for today, I mean, this tops the list. The FBI said there was no evidence that Clinton's email was hacked by a foreign power, comma, but it could have been. Now, what does that mean? There's no evidence that it was hacked by a foreign power, but it could have been hacked by a foreign power. That falls into the category of the FBI really doesn't know, or number two, they're covering their tracks. Unless, of course, you read FBI warned Clinton campaign it had been hacked by a foreign government, which was posted 21 days later from the Washington Times. The FBI first said, no, there's no evidence whatsoever. And then quietly came back and said, oh, yeah, you've been hacked, Hillary. Sorry about that. But it's something that the rest of us knew way back in June, We knew it had happened. It was pretty simple. And remember, Anonymous said they were going to do this stuff. These things are happening. The FBI is talking out of both sides of its mouth. They've got to do something to hide the tracks because they're not talking the truth. As a matter of fact, just today, the FBI says foreign hackers penetrated state election systems. This is something that was known a while back. The FBI knew that these were targets. How did we know that they were targets? Because election systems around the world are targets. He who counts the votes wins. The black boxes that go inside of the election machines, the individual machines, are completely hackable. The systems that they use to put together and calculate all of the returns in each county, in each state, are completely hackable. There is nothing to prevent them from being exploited. Please understand, folks. I'm not saying this because I want to see everything taken apart and dismantled and thrown to the curbside here. I really want people to understand your vote doesn't count because you're not counting the votes. If you were counting the votes, you would be the person on the other side.
Round up the usual suspects.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first laid my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled the wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder that so were her father and her mother before. They all wheeled the barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.